Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday, the 16th of March. There are warnings of gales in South Atsira and Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800, high west Rockall 1028, expected Fair Isle 1034 by 1800 Sunday. Low North Trafalgar 1013, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, northwesterly veering northerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in North Atsira, then veering northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. South Atsira, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Forties, northwesterly, veering northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in east. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in east Dogger, then veering easterly 2 or 3 later in Cromarty. Showers, good. Fisher, north or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering east 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6, then veering northeast later. Showers, good. Humber, northeast backing north 2 to 4, veering northeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Southeast Biscay, variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, then increasing 7 at times in west. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far southwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Sole, northeasterly, veering easterly, 4 or 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, north or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or northeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Shannon, east or northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, except in Hebrides. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northwest veering northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northern southeast Iceland. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, north 3, 19 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway, west 1, recent rain, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lerwick, north 2, 22 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 3, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by west 3, more than 38 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lucas, west 2, recent rain, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south 3, 27 miles, 1025, steady. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1025, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 6, 11 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, East Northeast 2, 1023, rising more slowly. Jersey, Northeast 4, 16 miles, 1021, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 4, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, East Northeast 5, 16 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Northeast 2, 24 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberporth, East 1, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, East by South 1, 14 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, North Northeast 2, 13 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valencia, East Northeast 2, 22 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, North Northwest 2, 30 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Malin Head, North Northeast 2, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1027, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, North by West 2, recent drizzle, more than 38 miles, 1026, steady. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a large area of high pressure currently centred to the northwest of Ireland, will move slowly northeastwards across Scotland during the next 24 hours. Many coastlines will see only light to moderate breezes, although the wind will become strong at times through the English Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west or northwest becoming variable, then southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest veering east or northeast, 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest, 2 to 4, veering north, 3 or 4, then veering northeast later. Showers for a time at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 2 or 3, backing north or northwest 3 or 4, veering northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time in north, but occasionally 6 later in south. Mainly fair, then showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, mainly in east, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, then decreasing 3 at times. Showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers at first in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 later in north. Showers, then fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable mainly northeast 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time later, good. Isle of Man, variable mainly northeast 2 to 4, veering east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then easterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Mullaghcyntyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Showers, then fair. Good. Shetland Isles, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's coming up to 1 o'clock, time for Radio 4 to take a break for a few hours and hand over to the BBC World Service. If you're minded to switch over to Radio 4 Extra, you'll find Martin Jarvis, Helen Wirth and Christian Rodsker starring in a dramatisation of J.B. Priestley's Dangerous Corner. Radio 4 returns at 5:20 and I'll be back in this chair later on today to guide you through tomorrow afternoon's programme. So, bedtime for me. On behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, this is Richard Evans wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Land, and who the law said could own it, has been an emotive issue for a long time in South Africa.
All of these pieces of legislation fail to provide political stability for the fundamental reason that the basic dispensation and distribution of land is highly inequitable.
Now, a new act has drawn international attention.
A lot of expropriation scholars and lawyers are surprised by the amount of noise that's being made about this law.
There's also a legal challenge from within the ruling government.
They agree with the principle that there need to be some kind of reform, but they disagree about the method.
So this week we're asking, can South Africa solve land inequality?
This is not a silver bullet that is going to miraculously accelerate land reform in South Africa.
I'm Charmaine Cosier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The United States has launched large-scale strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. Donald Trump said he'd ordered decisive and powerful military action and warned that hell would rain down unless the Houthis stopped attacking commercial shipping. The Houthi-run health ministry said at least 13 people were killed, with 9 more wounded. Merlin Thomas is in Washington.
This appears to be the most significant military action of President Trump's second term so far. In his post on Truth Social, he said that these attacks were costing the US economy, and he'll certainly be mindful of that. But this is also an opening salvo in negotiations with Iran over nuclear agreements. And it's really a way of bringing Iran back to the negotiating table. And so, although he says he wants to make a deal, he also hasn't ruled out military action. And this could be the first warning shot we see in that case.
Israel says it's prepared to continue negotiations with Hamas on extending the ceasefire in Gaza. The announcement came after the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met top aides and security officials. His office said the decision was a response to what Israel had heard from mediators on US proposals for 11 living Israeli hostages to be released and half of those who died. Up to 300,000 people have taken part in a demonstration in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. It was the biggest protest since anti-corruption rallies began 4 months ago, after the partial collapse of a renovated railway station in Novi Sad killed 15 people. President Aleksandar Vučić had this message after the protest.
We understood the message well, and all the officials in power must understand the message
when such a large number of people gather. We will have to change ourselves, and we have to learn a lot. The citizens of Serbia do not want colored revolutions. They do not want violence. They want to change their government through elections.